Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women back on the court here at home tonight. Just a single matchup. They will face Kansas Wesleyan, an NAIA team, here tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, it's going to be interesting to see the team back on the court tonight. Of course, they had a couple of home games last weekend, found some things they wanted to work on, and now after working on those things, we'll see how it turns out tonight.
Yeah, and I think we'll see a much improved team from what we saw this past weekend. And one of the things that Coach Smith and the staff has been doing throughout this week, besides on court instruction, just really taking some time, because they've had a few days where they can sit down and review the film and kind of go over the things that they want them to improve on, and just show what took place the last couple of games, where they have it right there on the film and they can show it that way, and try to explain that there's areas of improvement, especially I think right now on the defensive side of the ball. And they went over that for a couple of days, and hopefully it'll pay some dividends here tonight.
And you know, we saw them work on the offensive side prior to last week, saw that get better. So hopefully that's an encouraging sign that this team is taking to heart what Coach Smith is telling them. And now it's more than just working on offense or defense, obviously. Still a lot of different things to go through, but at least we know they can make the changes that are needed.
And essentially what he's been talking about this week is just trust your teammates, especially with the type of man-to-man defense they've been playing, where you need to have some people come over on the help side and assist on some things. And it's just gaining some trust that your teammates are going to be there in their proper spot on the floor to help out. And I think that's one of the main messages that he tried to make throughout this week.
Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan from Bearcat Arena tonight. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team getting ready for a matchup against Kansas Wesleyan. Here tonight, Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, Kansas Wesleyan, a very guard-oriented team. We're going to see a lot of shots from the outside. not much play inside. It's really a different look than what Northwest has seen so far.
Well, you kind of have to go with the type of personnel you have. You look at them down there, not a lot of size out there, so you're going to try to do a lot that you can on the perimeter and just try to take advantage of some shooting outside, because they can't match up inside with what Northwest has tonight. So sometimes, though, as we've talked with Coach Ben McCollum from time to time, sometimes it's tougher to match up against a smaller team just because they have a little bit of quickness and cause some matchup problems that way. So we'll have to see who really has the advantage out of this tonight with Northwest with a much better inside game than what we'll see out of Kansas Wesleyan.
You know, it's one of those things where you get a little bit nervous with that outside team. If they start shooting the three-pointer well, it could potentially make for a long night.
Yeah, another thing that when you're shooting that the three-pointer out there, just from a rebounding standpoint, you're going to get some long rebounds out of that to where sometimes it'll go past your inside players and get a rebound out on the elbow or out on the perimeter a little bit. So sometimes that the perimeter game will help out in that aspect for a team.
Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan in a women's matchup tonight at Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
2008 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Keaton Guest was recently honored by the Alumni Association with this year's Young Alumni Award. The Maryville native says he was shocked when he learned of the award.
Certainly something I wasn't expecting. It was just really cool. Just because it involved, not only receiving some recognition, which is great, but I think more importantly, I had the opportunity to go back home. Visit Northwest. I got to spend some time with some current students, spend time with my old professors, and give back a little bit.
Guest was involved in many activities while at Northwest, serving as president of Tau Kappa Epsilon, being involved in Blue Key, Mortar Board, Cardinal Key, and Order of Omega. And was a member of the X106 campus radio station executive staff and a print ad designer for the Northwest Missourian. Guest currently lives in New York City and is a senior account manager at Yahoo.
I had a great opportunity working at Yahoo in Omaha and the opportunity to kind of learn and develop my career and grow personally as well. And they gave me the opportunity to move out to New York, which has been great. Definitely learning a lot and continue to, grow both personally and professionally within the realm of Manhattan and dealing with all of that craziness, which is, it's a fun crazy. And it's a really good time. And at the same time, working in the internet industry, I mean, I've been able to stay connected and kind of stay rooted back home. And
this year's Young Alumni Award recipient, Keaton Guess.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, this week was a week, I guess in a way you're kind of looking forward to, because you got a chance to work on some things that you learned last weekend in the Winstead-Reeves Classic. What's kind of been the focus? What have you been working on?
Well, our entire focus this week has been our defensive rotations, what we're able to do, our effort, just a lot of things, really. We put up a sticker, in front of our lockers is a mirror in our locker room. Every young lady has got their own mirror, and we put a sticker on their mirror this week. Each one of them, it says, "Are you being the teammate you want to play with?" So we had those specially made for the lockers to put on the mirror. So one of the first things they see whenever they go to change, whether they put their practice gear on, their uniform arm, as they look in that mirror, and they're going to see that sticker every time they do that. And that's kind of been our emphasis right now, is that it's not just about me, it's about we. And how it's going to take all of us to be able to, achieve the things that we want to achieve. It just can't rely on one or two players. So, to get back to your question a little bit, it has been a defensive focus this week. But more importantly, it's been about stepping up for each other and who's willing to go to war for each other, things like that.
I know in talking to you before last night's practice, you had mentioned you liked how the team had practiced. Did you get the same last night as well?
Yeah, we did. You know, obviously we didn't go as hard or as long as we would with it being a day before a game, but in the short time that we were there, I think we were able to accomplish a lot. And I, more importantly, Matt, I think I got my point across to them. And again, a little bit just starts again with us and our body language, how we're trying to pick someone up if they're down, how if a team makes a run on us, what are we going to do to counter that run, and little things like that. It's mainly anything, as I mentioned, just kind of get the whole team aspect going. So we've had a good week of practice, best week of practice we've had since day one by far, and that's even including the preseason. So, you know, I hope that our focus has shifted a little bit now that we know offensively that we've got some good weapons, we've got some things that we can do. But defensively, we've got to really start to come together.
I know, and talking offensively before last weekend, you mentioned that's something you had worked on. You saw improvements last weekend. Is that kind of encouraging to you as a coach, something that you did focus on, you saw improvements from?
Yeah, exactly, you know, because that's about gaining confidence. And I've been coaching long enough, in this sport with, so much of it is just confidence within. You got to build confidence within yourself, and it's hard for me to give them confidence because I think that's earned, and things. And then once they see that, I think a teammate can kind of feed off of that, from another to another to another. And I've had Kenna and both Monique in almost every day one-on-one this week and saying, listen, you're our quarterback on the floor. It kind of starts with you. You're our coach out there. So basically trying to put a little bit more on their shoulders too, because that's what is expected, with my point guards, is being able to run the team, making sure people are in the right positions, and things like that.
When you look at the roster of this Kansas Wesleyan team, it looks guard-oriented. Is that the style of basketball you're going to see as well?
It is. They've got three girls that just let it go. I mean, I told our players, we've seen some shooters the last couple games. We're continuing to see it tonight. I mean, they'll average 20, 22 three-point attempts a game. They've gone to the free throw line on average 30 times a game, sometimes 34, 37 times a game. So they're going to put their head down and go, which, we're going to change up our defensive philosophy a little bit tonight. I'm an old school guy, but hey, I'll do whatever it takes, especially with a team that's been struggling a little bit. But their 6'3 kid averages three shot attempts a game. Yeah, that's it. And so she goes to the corner. She's a pretty good passer. She comes faster. We're not going to guard the corner. We're going to set our five in the lane to take away their penetration, since that's how they're getting to the free throw line, is just putting their head down and going. And, basically teams are bailing them out, which honestly it's what we did over the weekend. We bailed a lot of teams out because for one, we weren't disciplined enough to move our feet, and for two, if they did get by us, we just didn't let them go, and so we can't afford to get people in foul trouble. So man-to-man wise, we're going to change it up a little bit, and last couple of days we've kind of thrown in a zone and that's a foreign word to me, but like I said, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to have these kids have a little bit of success, and so you might see that one or two, three, four possessions tonight as well.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Theater Northwest will continue to show Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker until Sunday afternoon, December 8th. The interesting thing about this show is they'll feature puppets instead of people. Associate Theater Professor Amanda Pettifish-Schrog says most of the puppets were made by Northwest students.
The process actually began back in May when a group of students, along with myself and a couple other faculty members, sat down to figure out. We knew very little at that point. We knew we wanted to do the Nutcracker. We knew we were doing it with puppets. And we knew that the show went up in November. And based on that, they came up with a variety of ideas about the best way to construct the narrative and how these different characters would show up on stage.
Pettifish Frog says the rehearsal process not only involves figuring out expression, but solving problems.
If we discover, in order to tell this part of the story, the character needs to do this, but the puppet can't physically do that, we have two choices. We can either change the puppet, or we can change how the puppet communicates in that moment. So I think it's a great process.
Pettifish Frog says she began working with puppets when she was 4 years old.
It's always a joy to kind of get to go back to familiar territory, but also to figure out new ways of doing things. And it's what I love about puppetry, is that there's never a solution that easily presents itself. Every puppet is different, and it's always a process of trial and error. But that also means that the work is unique, and it's captivating if done well. So it's a great challenge, and that's something I learned working with my family, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to kind of rediscover that with students here.
Pettifish Frog adds the show runs just under an hour. All performances will be held in the Studio Theater at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 660-562-1321.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we get ready for tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan. So we look at starters for this matchup. First, for the Coyotes and their head coach Ryan Shulman in his second year at Kansas Wesleyan. Coach going with Christian Cassidy, a 5'11" senior guard out of Springtown, Texas. Averages 12 points and 6 rebounds a game. Also leads the team with 9 blocked shots. Callie LaShore is a 5'7" junior guard from Great Bend, Kansas, averaging 3 points and 1 rebound a game. Vanessa Crescent is a 5'9" junior guard out of Glen Elder, Kansas. She leads the team in scoring, averaging 20 points a game. She's also hit a team-high 18 three-pointers. Alicia Smith is a 5'10" senior out of Elkhart, Kansas, a transfer into the program from Cloud County Community College. Averages 16 points and leads the team, pulling down 8 rebounds a game. Kelly Greving is a 6'1" sophomore from Prairie View, Kansas. She averages 3.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game for Kansas Wesleyan. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, the Bearcats coming in with an 0-3 record. Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior guard out of South Bend, Indiana. She transferred in this season from State Fair Community College. Leads the team, scoring 20 points a game. She also has a team-high 9 three-pointers. She's hit half of the three-pointers she has taken as she comes in 9 of 18 on the year. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior guard out of Omaha. She averages 15 points and leads the team, tied for the team lead, that is, with 7 assists. Monique Stevens is the other one with 7 assists so far this year for Northwest. Stevens is a 5'3" senior from Victoria, Australia. Transfer in from Southeast Community College in Nebraska last year for Northwest. She averages 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" sophomore from Manila, Iowa, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game for Northwest Missouri State. And on the other side, Annie Matthews, or rounding it out, I should say, Matthews, a 5'10" junior from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She averages 6 points and a team-high 7 rebounds a game for Northwest Missouri State. So there are your starters. Northwest and Kansas Wesleyan, our women's matchup tonight from Bearcat Arena. We're back with the start of this contest. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMO.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the tip of tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, the Northwest women, their first of a couple of games this weekend. They've got a non-conference matchup coming up on Sunday at Pittsburgh State. So similar opportunity to last week, although there's one day in between where they'll get a couple of games and then have a little bit of time to try to work on some things. But getting to that critical point where we talk about you can work on some things before getting conference play started, but you just think about it, every game they play, you're running out of some of that time.
Yeah, that conference schedule right around the corner as we turn the calendar to December. And, you know, facing a team they'll play in the conference season in Pittsburgh State on Sunday. But one of those deals where both teams needed a Division II opponent. Both teams were looking for an opponent within the region, and it just worked out that they were going to decided to play each other and have it count as a non-conference game and still be able to work on some things and get some good competition.
Kansas Wesleyan coming out on the court. They're wearing road black uniforms, purple and powder gold, the trim. And for Northwest Missouri State, they'll be in the home white uniforms tonight here at Bearcat Arena. Of course, the Northwest Missouri State football team off tomorrow, but they will learn some important information as they will find out who they will play a week from tomorrow at Bearcat Stadium, with Emporia State matching up against Minnesota Duluth in Duluth. Saw that one of the Emporia State coaches had tweeted a picture of a snowball fight in Duluth. No surprise there.
Well, no, those snowballs have to be hard up there, too. That's the time of year. That, remember how heavy that snow was when we were up there a few years ago. And it's not a fun time to be in Duluth, Minnesota.
No, that's for sure. We're just about set to go. Annie Matthews in the center circle across from Callie Greving. And the ball in the air. The tip will be controlled by Northwest. They're going to work right to left here in the first half. Nelson with it on the wing. Down to the baseline. Double team spins. Gets it out to Matthews. 10-footer on the way. Good for Annie Matthews. Quick start to the game for Northwest. An early lead on their first possession. Kansas Wesleyan with the ball for the first time. Over on the right side on the wing. A drive by Cassidy. Kicks it out to the left side. Now a spin move. Smith tried to lob it down low. It goes past Kaylee Greving. Out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
I know it's very early in this ball game, but I really have to like the intensity level that Northwest showed on defense coming down. It really looked like everyone's on the same page, and it really wants to be intense on the defensive side.
Now a drive and a shot by Ashley Nelson. The kiss off the glass too hard, and the rebound for Wesleyan. Callie LaShore comes out of there with it. Now to the top of the key, a three-pointer from Cresson that's off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Matthews. Outlet, Stevens. Looks down court, wide open. Schechinger in a layup on the left. Good for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with her first 2 points. Bearcats up 4-0. Just a minute into it here at Bearcat Arena. A drive on the right side by LeShore. Kick out to the wing. Now a drive into the paint, this time by Cassidy. Goes down low, gets it to Greving. Shot no good. Follow hits the bottom of the backboard, but a foul will send Greving to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul will be called on Ariel Easton. It's the first foul of this ball game. And Greving will step to the line to shoot two for Kansas Wesleyan.
Like Ariel's going to give Northwest a lot of offense this year, and one of the things in just watching her early in the season, I think if she can really pick up things on the defensive side, she will be a very valuable component to this Bearcat team. And well, anyway, but if defensively she can bring her game up to where it was offensively against William Jewell, it could be a very special season.
First free throw by Greving good. The second off the front of the rim, no good. So it's a 4-1 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Just over a minute in, Ashley Nelson with it on the right side. Inside to Matthews on the block. Double team. Kick out left side Stevens. Shot fake. Now to the high post. Matthews dribbled with it but lost a handle on it. It's picked up by Cassidy. Outlet will go over to LeShore. LeShore with a long pass down court. Schechinger got a fingertip on it. Able to knock it away from Vanessa Cresson, but it goes out of bounds. And an inbound now for Wesleyan. Baseline left. Underneath their own bucket as the inbound comes to the right side. Going to the floor is Greving, but she's able to come up with it, get it into the corner. Smith backs down, shot short, air ball taken by Stevens. Gets it to Schechinger. She's going to go all the way, layup with a left hand, good for Timber Schechinger. That's four for Schechinger, 6-1 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 18-10 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Crescent on the drive, the runner, good. Didn't use the glass, but she got it to go. It's a 6-3 game. Northwest with a lead in the ball. Stevens across midcourt, works it to the left side of the floor, gets it to Easton. She'll bring it middle of the floor. Now over to the right side, Nelson. Back out to Easton. She'll work it back left, gets a pass right for Stevens. On the right wing, Nelson. She'll go on the drive. Leaves a no-look pass down for Matthews. Kick out. Left side, Stevens. A three on the way. Good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her second three of the season. Her first points tonight, 9-3 Northwest with the lead. Top of the key is Cresson, works it over to the right wing, now across over to the free throw line, expires the dribble there, fires it down to Greving on the block, goes across the paint and up with the shot off the glass. Kelly Greving with her 3 points and now a 9-5 game, Northwest with the lead in the ball. Head to Easton on the left wing, bobbled the dribble but gets it up top to Schechinger, now to the right side Nelson, near the corner Stevens, back up top for Easton. On to the left side, Schechinger into the corner. Nelson on the drive, up with the runner. Good off the glass for Ashley Nelson. Nelson on the board for the first time in this first half. 11-5 Northwest lead, inside 17 minutes to play in the first half. On the left wing, a three-pointer on the way from Smith. That's too strong. Rebound tipped underneath. Cresson gets it, cutting down the lane and hits the layup on the left side. It was actually Greving to Cresson. Russell with four, and it's an 11-7 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens with it in the backcourt. Over to the right side for Nelson. She'll bring it out between the circles. Easton left for Schechinger on the wing. Now on the drive, down to the baseline. Kick out for Stevens. Ball off her fingertips and out of bounds. And it will go back to Kansas Wesleyan. 16-27 to play in the first half. A four-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. And across midcourt with the dribble is Callie LeShore. She'll get it to the left wing. Cresson on the drive. The runner won't go, but a foul by Annie Matthews will send Vanessa Cresson to the free throw line to shoot two for Kansas Wesleyan. First foul on Matthews, second team foul. You heard Coach Smith talking about how Kansas Wesleyan will get to the line a lot, which is true. They just don't make a lot of them. 58% free throw shooting team.
Boy, it kind of defeats the purpose.
First of the two for Cresson is good.
Well, being a good free throw shooting team will win you a few ball games through the season, and it's really nice to see what the Northwest men have done early in this year, getting off to such a good start after struggling early last year at the line. But it's a key component of a game that sometimes the players overlook.
And Cresson right on her percentage, hit the first, missed the second, shoots 51% on the year, and then on the long rebound, a held ball with a possession arrow giving it to Kansas Wesleyan. Shelby Mustaine has checked in for Northwest, the 6'2 freshman out of Jefferson City. The inbound knocked away by Ariel Easton into the Bearcat bench, so Cresson will inbound once again. Gets it out between the circles, left for LaShore. She tries to drive, lobs a pass down low, but it's taken away by Mustaine. Jumped up, plucked it out of midair, and now Monique Stevens works it ahead to Nelson. She's on the drive with it to Mustaine. Now back out top, it goes to Schechinger, tipped around, loose. Nelson dives after it. It's kicked into the backcourt by Greving, and now Smith on the left side. Down low it goes, a shot up, no good for Cassidy. The rebound knocked out of bounds on the baseline, and it will belong to Kansas Wesleyan.
Looked like we had some players that Tracy Hosel might be wanting to recruit off that last day series. A lot of kicking the ball around.
Denise McEnany, the 5'7 junior out of Tarkio, checks into the lineup. Kenna Veldhuizen, the 5'3 freshman from Oskaloosa, Iowa, now on the floor as Monique Stevens gets a breather for the Bearcats. An inbound coming on the baseline left, and it comes out top of the key. A three-pointer, no good for Greving. Off left, Mustaine with a rebound for Northwest. She had a double-double Sunday. Over to the right wing, McEnany. Out to Easton between the circles. One dribble for her, back over to McEnany. Looked in at Mustaine, now back to Easton. Over to the left side, Schechinger, into the corner, Veldhuizen. Brings it back up to Easton, now to the right side. And into the corner for Schechinger. Up top, Veldhuizen starts a drive, cut off, kicks it into the corner. Schechinger, six on the shot clock. She drives, bump, up with the shot, no good. And the rebound inside for Alicia Smith for Kansas Wesleyan. Hits the outlet, and now a travel is going to be called. As LaShore picked up the dribble, it looked like she was trying to direct some traffic, but just didn't stop her feet. And that gives it back to the Bearcats, both teams with three turnovers. 15-10 to play in the first half, 11-8 Northwest Missouri State's lead. McEnany on the right wing. Out top for Schechinger to the free throw line. The ball knocked away and taken away. Vanessa Creston with the steal. Ahead on the left side, Cassidy. The layup good off the glass for Christian Cassidy. First 2 points for Cassidy. It's a one-point game. Northwest still with the lead and the basketball. McEnany with it on the right side. We go inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. Veldhuizen on the drive, draws the hand check. This will go against Callie LaShore. That will be her first. It's first against Wesleyan as well, and it brings us to a timeout. 14:44 to play in the first half. 11-10, Northwest Missouri State's women with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 11-10. The Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over Kansas Wesleyan, 14-44 to play in the first half.
We're impressed with Kansas Wesleyan early on. They're very disciplined offensively. Been working their offense where they've been getting some good looks at the bucket. And defensively, really a team that's making Northwest a little bit hard to get their offense going.
Inbound comes to Schechinger. Can't get a shot inside. She'll kick it out to Veldhuizen right wing. To McEnany, top of the key. Back for Veldhuizen. Now to Easton on the left side. The ball tipped away. Vanessa Creston got a hand on it. And Wesleyan back the other way. Now Creston loses a handle on the dribble. Has to go out of bounds, but that's the second time in just the last few possessions we've seen Cresson out top on that zone be able to get a hand on the basketball for Kansas Wesleyan. Now over to the right side on the wing, McEnany with it. Puts it on the floor to bring it out between the circles. Now back to the right on the wing for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen top of the key, Schechinger. Over to the left side, McEnany near the corner. Up to the wing, now to Easton, top of the key. Nine on the shot clock, right side, Veldhuizen in the corner for Schechinger. Now up top, Easton, three-pointer on the way, short. Rebound, Mustaine, the follow won't go. Rebound tipped around, and we'll have a shot clock violation. Neither of the shot attempts for Northwest caught any of the rim, and Kansas Wesleyan will get it back. Turnovers, a bit of an issue here early. Five of them for Northwest Missouri State. And Kansas Wesleyan with a chance to take their first lead. Crescent on the drive. Kick out into the left corner. Three on the way from Katie Pfeiffer, and it is good. Pfeiffer with her third three of the season, and Wesleyan is up by two, 13-11.
Kansas Wesleyan doing a good job getting some penetration off their offense in the kickouts, leaving a player open on the perimeter. They've had some good looks out there because of that.
Schechinger with it on the right side. On the drive, layup no good, but Schechinger bumped. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. The Wesleyan foul is called on Katie Pfeiffer, her first, team's second. And Schechinger to the line where she is 6 of 8 on the young season. First of two on this trip off the right side of the rim. We talked about Wesleyan shooting 58% from the free throw line. Northwest, on the other hand, 77%. Now, they don't get there quite as often. Northwest has attempted 67 free throws. Wesleyan, 217.
A little bit of difference between those two.
Schechinger hits the second, and it's a 13-12 game. Wesleyan with the lead in the basketball. Out top of the key is Crescent. Dribbling with it on the right wing. Guarded by Schechinger. Now brings it to the free throw line through the lane. Pass fake. Up with the shot. Got it off the glass. She did a lot with that basketball after taking up the dribble. She's got 7 points. Right side, Nelson with it on the wing. Top of the key for Easton. Over to the left side, Stevens takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Matthews. She comes out of there with it. Now gets it out to Stevens, and Northwest will reset. They trail by three. 12:50 to play in the first half. Over to the left wing, Schechinger, top of the key, Nelson. Now to the right, Easton. She'll go on the drive, up with the runner. Good off the glass for Ariel Easton. Easton, the team's leading scorer, averaging 20 points a game with her first two, and it's a one-point Wesleyan lead. 12.5 minutes to play in the first half. Crescent over to the left side. Now gets it in for Smith. The drive by Smith, shot no good. Partially blocked away. It goes out of bounds underneath, and Wesleyan will inbound it. Alexandria Blaurock, the 5'8 junior from Kansas City, in for Northwest Missouri State. Carly Steinel, a 5'8 freshman out of Wilson, Kansas, in for Kansas Wesleyan. Inbound on the left side, the drive by Cassidy, and the shot off the glass, good for Christian Cassidy. Back to a 3-point lead for Wesleyan. Nelson with it on the left wing. Out to Easton. Easton over to the right corner. Stevens with the fake and drive, called for the travel. And that will give it back to Kansas Wesleyan.
Turnover is a problem for Northwest in that loss to William Jewell on Sunday afternoon, especially because Jewell took such advantage of the turnovers last Sunday. Northwest, as you mentioned, Matt, a little bit of a problem right now with 7 turnovers just in this first half, and we're just not even to the midway point of the half.
Ariel Easton having to come over to the sideline to get earrings out of her ear. I counted 5.
And there are only 2 ears.
Yeah. Wesleyan with the ball and a 3-point lead. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Well, between the circles, Pfeiffer gets a pass inside. It's tipped out to Smith on the right wing. She drives into the paint and hits another shot off the glass. That was actually Cassidy with the shot. She has 6 points, and it's a 5-point lead for Wesleyan. Easton on the right wing. Over to the left for Nelson. Now to Stevens in the corner. Directs some traffic from over there, and now away from the ball, they call Annie Matthews with the foul. And that will be the second on Matthews.
Annie a little bit upset with that, and made her displeasure known a bit on the floor. And that was one of the things I think Coach Smith talked about after the game. Just wants to see his team when they get a foul call. I'm just coming back down the other end and let him do the arguing with the officials.
On the right side, Cassidy spins, now skips a pass to the left wing, Steinel. She'll leave it on the wing for Pfeiffer to the top of the key. Crescent, a drive by Crescent. Bounce pass tipped inside by Matthews. Blaurock will come out of there with it for Northwest Missouri State. Cats down by 5. Ahead to Easton on the left wing. She'll bring it top of the key. Nelson now to the right wing. Blaurock into the corner. Stevens. Stevens out top. Easton over to left. Nelson now to the corner. Blaurock. Blaurock will bring it up to the wing. Top of the key for Stevens. Over to the right side. Easton. The ball knocked away by Crescent. And Easton will chase it down. Into the corner. Nelson. Touch pass into Matthews. A dribble and a shot. Good off the glass for Annie Matthews. It's 4 for Matthews. 19-16 the lead for Wesleyan. Coyotes with the basketball. 10:52 to play in the first half. On the right wing with it. Cassidy on the drive. The runner with the left hand. Good off the glass. Christian Cassidy with 8. And Coach Smith calling a timeout. Right now they're seeing exactly what Coach warned his team about, that they were going to drive with the basketball. and try to get their scoring in the paint, and that's exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah, they've been getting some good looks with that drive, and then when Northwest has collapsed a little bit on the drive inside, Kansas Wesleyan's done a good job finding someone open on the perimeter, kick it out to and getting some three-point looks. So Kansas Wesleyan right now has to feel pretty good about the way they've been running their offense, getting exactly what they want out of it. And obviously right now with the lead over Northwest, and I think Coach Smith just not real happy that defensively Northwest is letting Kansas Wesleyan kind of run their patterns and get the shots they want, whether it's in the paint on the drive or the kickout.
Northwest will have the ball coming out of the break. 5-point lead for Kansas Wesleyan. Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. 10:39 to play in the first half. Easton with it on the left wing to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane, tries to leave a pass out for Nelson, throws it behind her, goes into the Kansas Wesleyan bench, and the eighth turnover already for Northwest gives it back to Kansas Wesleyan. Dribbling out between the circles, LeShore works it to the top of the key, Steinle over to the right, Cassidy. Cassidy spins and is called for a travel. Bit of a bump with Easton. Easton went to the floor, and that actually kind of set Cassidy a little off balance, and Northwest will get the ball back. Stevens brings it up the floor with the Bearcats down by five. On the right wing, Nelson to the top of the key, Easton. Left side, Blaurock. Now to Stevens. Stevens with a dribble. Gives it up for Nelson. Over to the right side, Easton. Now to Blaurock. Down to the baseline. Into the paint. Up with a shot, no good. Rebound inside for Steinle for Kansas Wesleyan. Long pass down court, and Monique Stevens went up, didn't get a piece of it, but caused Samantha McLaughlin to lose it out of bounds on the baseline. And the Bearcats will have the basketball when we come back. 9:57 to play in the first half. 21-16, Kansas Wesleyan with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 21-16, Kansas Wesleyan with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 9:57 to play in the first half. Bearcats with the ball out of the timeout after Monique Stevens forced the turnover on the fast break for the Coyotes. Stevens dribbles it over to the right wing, gets it in the corner for Schechinger. Timber Schechinger gets a screen from Matthews into the paint with it, up with the runner on the left side, no good. Rebound for Brittany Stever for Kansas Wesleyan. Gets it out for LeShore. She'll work it to the right wing. The drive by Steinle. Kick out to the left wing for McLaughlin. Tried to bring it to the free throw line. Cut off by Schechinger. Now across the lane with it. Gets caught in the air but is able to leave the ball out top for Stever. Stever to Cassidy. Now for LeShore. She drives. Goes down low with it. And Monique Stevens rips it right out of the hands of Brittany Stever. Stevens up the left side of the floor. In transition. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to the right wing, Nelson. Nelson up top, Easton, left side Schechinger into the corner for Stevens. Stevens inside to Matthews, a dribble for Matthews, underhanded shot hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound fought for and a held ball with the possession arrow pointing toward Northwest Missouri State.
Both of these teams have had trouble turnovers in this first half, both with eight apiece, the biggest difference for Kansas Wesleyan. They scored 8 points off the turnovers. Northwest has just scored two.
Shelby Hyman to the ball game for Kansas Wesleyan. Inbound to Ariel Easton. Now gives it up for Nelson. The runner in the lane. Good for Ashley Nelson. Four for Nelson. 21-18. Kansas Wesleyan with the lead in the ball. Out top of the key with it is Heim. Over to the right side, Cassidy. She brings it up top. Now to the free throw line. Down to the block. Left side. Stever with the shot. It's short. The air ball out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. 8:38 to go in the first half, 21-18. Kansas Wesleyan with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Monique Stevens over to the right wing. Pass fake, now into the corner for Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Matthews on the drive. Up with the runner. Got it off the glass. And Ashley Nelson draws the foul. She's going to have a chance to tie it at the free throw line for Northwest. The foul on Brittany Stever.
Nice aggressive move to the bucket by Nelson. Leaned in a little bit to try to draw that foul. She went up with the shot. Was able to get it fall. And hopefully a three-point trip down the floor for the Cats.
Nelson has hit 81% of her free throws so far. 13 of 16 on the season. Her one and only free throw on this trip is good. 7 points now for Ashley Nelson. We're tied at 21. 8:20 to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Schechinger knocks the ball away. Just about got the steal. The pass was intended for Samantha McLaughlin, but an inbounds for Kansas Wesleyan on the far side. Inbound coming from McLaughlin. Now out near midcourt. Gets it to LeShore. And a travel call coming against Wesleyan. Bit of a hesitation there by Shelby Hine, and that gives the ball back to Northwest. Ariel Easton checks back in for Northwest. And for Kansas Wesleyan, Vanessa Cresson back on the floor.
Last couple of times down the floor on defense for Northwest. Cats playing a little more focused, a little more intense, much like what we saw the first couple minutes of the game.
Nelson down the left side of the lane, expires the dribble. Her pass tipped by Cresson, and it is picked up in the lane by Kansas Wesleyan. The outlet goes to LeShore. She brings it over to the right side. Down the lane. Layup is good for Callie LeShore. First points for LeShore, and it's a 23-21 lead for Wesleyan. In the right corner is Nelson. Crossover. Nice move. Gets it into Matthews. Now back out to Nelson. She'll bring it up to the wing. Top of the key. Gives it for Stevens out between the circles. She'll reset the offense. On to Schechinger, left wing. Top of the key, Nelson. Looks right. Now gets it there to Easton. Stevens setting a screen is shoved. This will be a foul call on Vanessa Cresson. That will be the first on Cresson. Fourth team foul against Kansas Wesleyan. Mustaine and Veldhuizen back in for Northwest. Matthews and Stevens to the sideline. Kenna Veldhuizen will step out to inbound for the Cats. Into the right corner, Nelson. Up top, Easton. Easton. And away from the ball, we've got a push as Mustaine tried to post up inside. She draws the foul on Bethany Jeffrey, who had just checked in, was on the floor all of about 3 seconds when she gets her first foul call.
Mustaine kind of gives Kansas Wesleyan a little bit of a matchup problem inside.
Inbound to Easton, left side on the block. Shot off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. That's four for Easton, and it's tied at 23 with 7:17 to play in the first half. Cresson with it on the far sideline. Now out between the circles. Steinle started a drive. Cut off to Cresson. Cutting to the basket. Into the lane. Shot blocked away by Mustaine. It goes out of bounds underneath. And an inbound coming for Wesleyan. Katie Pfeiffer back into the game. Will take the place of Callie LeShore. Cresson looks to inbound. Over near the left sideline. Gets it to Hines. Out between the circles right. Pfeiffer. Back to Heim, down the right side of the lane. Lobs it out to the right wing. This time another drive attempt by Alicia Smith. Smith drawing the foul on Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger, the fourth team foul against Northwest, and Cresson inbounding. All the way out top, Jeffrey will take the three, and it's good. 5'10 junior gets her first points of the game outside the arc, and it's a 26-23 lead for Wesleyan. Northwest with it. Easton on the drive, down low, Mustaine shot off the glass, good for Shelby Mustaine. She's on the board for the first time, makes it a one-point game. Kansas Wesleyan with the lead in the ball, 6:34 to play in the first half. A right corner three on the way, and the air ball too strong for Hine. And a rebound out of bounds will belong to Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats with a chance to take the lead as we go inside 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Veldhuizen works it over to the right wing for Nelson. Inside to Mustaine. A dribble. Hook shot with the left hand off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside for Jeffrey for Kansas Wesleyan. And then an outlet pass is overthrown over the head of Shelby Heim. Goes out of bounds and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Christian Cassidy back in for the Coyotes.
10th turnover now for Kansas Wesleyan. Northwest with 9 turnovers. I'm sure both coaching staffs would like to see those numbers go down.
Meredy Scott checks in for her first action of the evening as Ashley Nelson checks out. And then just after the inbound pass, the official stops play. I believe one of the officials wasn't quite ready. And now we're back into action. Veldhuizen bringing the ball up the floor to Scott on the left wing. Out top for Schechinger. Schechinger looked for Easton on a backdoor cut. Not there to Veldhuizen. Back over to Schechinger left wing. She'll try the drive down toward the baseline and a bump call. This will go against Alicia Smith. That'll be her first, team's sixth. So Northwest will inbound.
One of those calls that you might not have seen a year ago, using the left forearm there to try to apply a little pressure on defense, and it got called for the foul.
Out top of the key it goes. Easton on the drive, up with the shot, good off the glass. Ariel Easton with the layup on the right with a nice aggressive move. Bearcats back on top. Up by one, 5:43 to play in the first half. Pressing down the lane, up with the shot on the left side, no good. Rebound Mustaine. Northwest quickly the other way. Veldhuizen ahead to Easton. Tried to go down to the baseline, cut off. Now double team, brings it out to Schechinger, top of the key. Over to the right side for Easton, knocked away by Creston. Boy, she's got good hands on defense. Over to the left, Veldhuizen, down to the baseline. Scott into the corner, Easton. She'll put up a three. Good for Ariel Easton. Easton with her team leading 10th three-pointer of the season. And Northwest Missouri State is up by 4. Cassidy on the right side, dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out to the left wing. A three on the way from Pfeiffer rattles out. Rebound down low, Smith, the follow off the glass, no. Mustaine this time with a rebound for Northwest. Out with Veldhuizen, ahead to Smith, and again, Crescent gets her hand on the basketball, knocks it into the bench, and Northwest will have it after a timeout. 30-26, Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Kansas Wesleyan. 4:56 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 30-26, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over Kansas Wesleyan, 4:56 to play in the first half. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Annie Matthews checked into the lineup during the break for Northwest, and again, Crescent gets her hand on the ball defensively and gets the steal. Down to the baseline right, back out to Crescent on the wing. She starts to drive as double team. Spins, now into the corner with it. The ball knocked away from Alicia Smith and taken by Timber Schechinger. Ahead to Meredy Scott in the paint. Kick out right side for Veldhuizen on the wing. She'll bring it out between the circles. Sets the offense for Northwest to the left side for Nelson. Schechinger over to the right side, Veldhuizen. Now to Schechinger. Into Matthews, pass out to the left side into the corner, tipped by Crescent again, and the steal for Wesleyan. As it goes ahead for Alicia Smith, up with the runner, it's off the right side of the rim, and then Nelson goes down on the rebound. Cringes in pain a bit, but is back on her feet, and will head to the other end and go to the free throw line with a foul call on Kaylee Greving for Kansas Wesleyan.
One thing the Northwest fortunate to right now about on some of those kickouts on the perimeter for Kansas Wesleyan, they've been missing a few of the good looks. They're just 2 of 7 right now on threes, and they've had some looks that probably the coaching staff for Kansas Wesleyan likes, but just would like to see some of those fall.
Nelson 1 of 1 at the free throw line so far. Front end of the 1 and 1 here is good. 8 points in the ball game for Ashley Nelson. She'll get a second free throw attempt as well. That one is on the way, and no good. Hung on the back of the rim for a moment. Fell out the rebound for Alicia Smith. 31-26, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Skip pass to the left wing, Smith. She'll put it on the floor. Works it to the elbow. Now down the lane. Up with the shot off the back of the rim. Rebound to the floor. Good block out by Scott to allow Veldhuizen to get the board. Ahead to Schechinger. Kick out left wing Nelson. She'll drive with it into the paint. Strip loose, but a foul. And this will send Ashley Nelson right back to the free throw line for Northwest Missouri State. Vanessa Cresson called for her second. Can't say enough on what we have seen from Cresson defensively tonight.
Boy.
She's gotten several steals and probably more times than that has just gotten her hand on the basketball to cause problems for Northwest as Nelson misses her first free throw.
Yeah, really, probably one of the better defensive players that we'll see all season long, no matter what level you're looking at. She just has a very good knack of going for the ball and then coming up with some steals.
Second free throw is good for Nelson, so she got one of two. 9 points for Ashley Nelson. 32-26, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Kansas Wesleyan with a basketball. Right side, Cassidy to the elbow. Ball knocked away by Scott. Picked up by Cresson, who travels with it. And that will give it right back to Northwest Missouri State. Carly Steinle checks into the lineup along with Brittany Stever for Kansas Wesleyan. Alexandria Blaurock back in for Northwest along with Ariel Easton and Monique Stevens. Nelson and Matthews stay on the floor for Northwest. 3:35 to play in the first half, 32-26, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Cross midcourt, comes Monique Stevens, works it over to the left side. It's a pass on the wing for Nelson, top of the key, Blaurock. Now to Easton, on the drive, pass across to Matthews, the layup good for Annie Matthews. With the assist to Ariel Easton on the drive. Now 34-26 game, Kansas Wesleyan trailing with the basketball. Now at the top of the key is Steinle. Over to the right, Crescent spins at the elbow, cut off by Nelson. Gets it out to the right side. This time a drive to the baseline. Steinle will spin, get it back out for Crescent. Reverse layup, she stepped on the baseline. That will give it back to Northwest Missouri State on the 13th turnover of the first half for Kansas Wesleyan.
Be nice to see Northwest make a bit of a run here and get things under control going into halftime.
We're under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Bearcats currently up by eight. Easton at the top of the key, left side Blaurock now into the corner. Stevens, out top Nelson. Thought about a three. She had some space, but instead goes to the right for Easton. Now to left Stevens. Stevens, drive into the lane, a spin move, pass out to Nelson. Left corner three on the way, off the back of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Katie Pfeiffer for Kansas Wesleyan.
Northwest right now on a 9-0 run.
Over to the right wing, a drive, Cassidy, Cresson, top of the key, three, off the right side of the rim. The rebound tipped, and it's taken away by Annie Matthews, who gets it to Stevens. Cross midcourt to Blaurock down the left side of the lane. Kick out for Stevens. She backs it out between the circles, works it over to Blaurock, left wing. Out of the free throw line, Nelson, quick pass into Matthews, kick out right side, Stevens takes a three, got it! Nothing but net for Monique Stevens, her second three of the half. All of her points coming from outside the arc. 37-26, Northwest on top. Pass inside for Brittany Stever. Shot off the glass too hard. Rebound for Steinle. Steinle going to the floor. Gets it out to the right wing. Cassidy takes a 3-0. This time Ashley Nelson with it for Northwest Missouri State. 1:38 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles. Gets it over to the right for Nelson. Now out to Stevens. Stevens works it on the left wing for Blaurock. Blaurock to Nelson, over to the right side for Easton. Now gives it up for Stevens. Stevens gets it into the high post. Matthews with a 14-footer, rattles it down. Annie Matthews with eight. And it's a 39-26 lead for Northwest. 1:12 to play in the first half. Right side Cassidy. Out top Cresson, taken away by Nelson. And Nelson will have a wide open layup left side. It's good for Ashley Nelson. That's 11 for Nelson and a timeout for Kansas Wesleyan. 1:03 to play in the first half, 41-26 Northwest. And, John, we kind of talked about it a little off air, how we saw some great play out of the first five for Wesleyan. Didn't think they were real deep, and I think some of that's starting to show here late in the half.
Yeah, I think they're showing that they're a little bit on the tired side, not quite getting to the loose balls as quickly as they did in the early in the ball game. And Northwest right now on an 18-0 run getting close to halftime. So this is a good way to end this first half, and if they can keep it up for the next minute or so and go in with this little bit of a run and come back out and have a little momentum to start the second half.
41-26, the lead for Northwest Missouri State women. Trailed by as many as five in this first half to Kansas Wesleyan. Right now hold the biggest lead of the game for either team. A minute to play in the half. Up the floor comes Callie LaShore. Off the timeline with it. Over to the right wing. Now drive and a kick out to the left side. Alyssa Smith down the lane. Inside for Stever. Stever shot no good. Rebound for Matthews. Matthews gets it out for Stevens. Ahead on the right, Nelson. On the wing with it. And she's bumped as she stopped at the free throw line. Stever was unable to stop her momentum in time and collided with Stevens. And so Brittany Stever will be called for her second foul.
Stever got called for the foul, but Nelson really kind of looked like a pinball going through the lane there, just kind of bouncing off two or three defenders before Stever finally got called for.
Mustaine into the lineup for Annie Matthews. Coach getting Matthews out for the final 40 seconds, so she does have two fouls. And Nelson back to the free throw line. Front end of the one and one is good. So she'll get a second opportunity. 12 points for Ashley Nelson. So far, the only one in double-digit scoring for either team. Second free throw spins out. And the rebound inside to Alyssa Smith for Wesleyan. 35 seconds to play in the half. Top of the key with it. It's LaShore out to the right side. A three-pointer on the way. No good for Smith. Rebound tapped out, though, top of the key, LaShore. LaShore loses her balance, jumps up, comes down, and is called for the travel. So Northwest Missouri State, if they want, can work for the final shot of this first half.
Very impressive end of the half for the Northwest women.
Up the floor comes Monique Stevens. Slows it as she gets to midcourt. Over to the left side, and a bump going to be called on Callie LaShore. That'll be the second on LaShore. 10th team foul, so two opportunities at the line for Monique Stevens for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens, 7 of 9 at the line so far this year. The senior out of Australia hits the first. That's her first point inside the arc tonight. She's got 7 points. Denise McEnany checks into the lineup for Northwest as the second free throw goes for Stevens. 8 for Stevens. Wesleyan pushes it up the floor. 10 to play in the half. Out of the top of the key is Steinle. Long three by Steinle. In and out won't go. Rebound for Blaurock. 5 on the clock. Now to Stevens. Checks the clock. Brings it up the floor. Across the timeline. 2. Now over to the left. Nelson. Couple of dribbles. Did she get it off in time? No. It didn't go, but had it gone, it would not have counted. But Northwest Missouri State does hold the lead. 44-26 over Kansas Wesleyan. Here at the half as Northwest scores the last 21 points of the half. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 44-26, our halftime score. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. And, John, you and I both in complete agreement. 21-point run. I mean, you mentioned it partway through that run at 9 points, and I was thinking that, you know, it was at like 15 maybe, max, but 21-0 run to end the half for Northwest.
Yeah, kind of a quiet run. Not a lot of what you would consider fast plays out there, steals, and going down to the other end. And kind of a lot of times it's booming. You've got that run going, but they just kind of methodically went about things, played some good defense, made it tough for Kansas Wesleyan to get some shots off, and then turned them into points at the other end. And there was a period of time really about the 5 minute mark into the game to about the 10 minute mark or so, where I think there was a defensive letdown out of Northwest. Kansas Wesleyan was able to take a lead at that point, and Coach Smith, not real happy with the intensity level that he saw out of his defense, had a couple timeouts there where he was able to maybe get some points across. And then the last part of that first half, Northwest really started playing better defense. They stopped some of the perimeter shots that were hurting them early, getting some rebounds, going down to the other end and running their offense and getting some good looks at the bucket. The shots were falling, and again, like that, they're up 44-26 at halftime.
And kind of along those lines, it was the almost 7 minutes that Kansas Wesleyan went without a field goal there late in the half. So kind of what you talked about, it must have hit on some defense, but more than just those timeouts. You know, obviously, with that being a big focus this week in practice for Northwest, it's nice to see them, although it wasn't a great entire half defensively, at least they made a move to improve defensively at one point.
Yeah, and they started forcing a few more turnovers. At one point, Northwest was turning the ball over much more frequently than what Kansas Wesleyan did, but you look at halftime, Wesleyan now with 15 turnovers, Northwest with 11, and Northwest scoring 12 points off those turnovers. So, again, the defensive pressure, while probably not great pressure, but they were where they needed to be on the defensive floor against Kansas Wesleyan, and they started forcing a few turnovers, and it made a difference on the scoreboard.
And I think Northwest showing that they've got a little bit more depth than Kansas Wesleyan as well.
Yeah, Coach Smith going to his bench quite a bit in the first half, and when Kansas Wesleyan goes to the bench, there's quite a bit of drop-off where you don't see quite as much of a drop-off when Northwest had some of their players coming off the bench.
And then when you take a look defensively for Kansas Wesleyan, I'm very impressed with the way Vanessa Crescent has played. I mean, she's their leading scorer, their leading three-point shooter, but in the first half tonight anyway, she has done a better job on the defensive end, I think, for Kansas Wesleyan than even on the offensive end.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. She gets credit for just two steals, but really, Matt, she had her hands on a lot of basketballs, just tipping the ball away and making life uncomfortable for the Bearcats, really primarily on the perimeter side of things. Problem with Crescent, she's turned it over 5 times on the offensive side, but defensively, very good player out there, and I think really made a difference, especially early in the game when Northwest is having a little bit of trouble getting their offense to go. But, again, she's a player that can play at about any level.
Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan in a women's matchup tonight here at Bearcat Arena, 44-26, the halftime score. Northwest with the lead. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women score the last 21 points of the first half and open up a 44-26 lead over Kansas Wesleyan. A little bit earlier this week, we saw the Bearcat men with a win over Baker in what looked like an easy win on paper and really on the court kind of too, but it kind of took away from the challenge that Baker did present for the Northwest men. I think the Bearcats just played that well.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing that Coach McCollum talked about, he wanted to see more of an, I guess, the effort level increase from what they had over the past weekend, especially in the William Jewell game. But they were able to get that, I think, from everyone that came out onto the floor from the opening tip to the end of the ball game. And one of the comments I heard was that early in the second half, the effort Northwest was given, you would have thought that they were down by 10 as opposed to up by the substantial margin that they were. They were just very consistent in giving that 100% effort out there, and it really turned into what was a blowout. At one point, they were up by 48 against Baker, and Baker's a team that's going to win a lot of games in their conference. So I think that was a good win for Northwest and a good tune-up for what's going to be a very tough weekend coming up next weekend. But before they get to that, Northwest will face Peru State on a Tuesday night again, looking to try to continue to improve in some aspects of things before they go up against the defending national champion in Drury on Friday afternoon.
You know, I really like where Northwest is right now. You know, coaches will tell you that there's not enough time before conference play gets started, but I really like the progress. And, of course, with so many guys coming back, they started at a higher level as well, but the progress of that Bearcat men's team is really at a good spot right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different situation than what this Northwest women's team has with some new players coming in and a new coaching staff. You look at the Northwest men, the majority of the group out on the floor right now has been together 3 to 4 years, and they really know each other well out on the floor. You've got a great inside game with Starzl, Kozak coming off the bench, Kyle Slake out there who's benefiting from the fact that Kozak's maybe a little more comfortable being a bench guy coming out and bringing up the intensity level when he comes out there and getting some quality minutes out of Slake. The perimeter game, obviously, Deshaun Cooper's back, and we're going to see him just make more improvements as the next few weeks go along, getting back to what it feels like to be out on the floor after missing an entire year due to that knee injury. And then Connor Kricker for his sophomore season is really picking up where he left off as a freshman. And it's just a fun group to watch, and I think we're going to see a lot of good things out of that team as the season goes along. And like I said, a big test for them coming up next Friday afternoon.
And before that test, you'll hear the next Bearcat men's basketball broadcast on Tuesday as the Bearcat men take on Peru State here at Bearcat Arena. A 7 o'clock game will be on the air at 6:40 with a pregame show before that one gets started on Tuesday night. At the half of this women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State with a 44-26 lead over Kansas Wesleyan. We'll take a timeout, come back and look at some first half numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half of the Northwest women up 44-26. Look at some of the scoring from the first half. Ashley Nelson, the only player for either team in double-digit scoring. She finished with 12 points. She was 4 of 6 from the field and 4 of 7 at the free throw line. 9 first half points for Ariel Easton. She hit a 3, was 4 of 5 from the field. Also had 3 assists and a steal for the Cats. 8 points apiece for Monique Stevens and Annie Matthews. Matthews, 4 of 5 from the field. She also had 5 rebounds in the first half. Monique Stevens, 2 of 3 from outside the arc. She also hit her only 2 free throw attempts in the first half. 5 points for Timber Schechinger. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also a couple of points off the bench for Shelby Mustaine. Mustaine with 4 first-half rebounds for the Cats. On the other side, 8 points for Christian Cassidy leads the way for Kansas Wesleyan. She was 4 of 6 from the field. 7 first-half points for Vanessa Cresson. 3 of 7 from the field and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points apiece for Bethany Jeffrey, Katie Pfeiffer, and Callie Greving. Greving was 1 of 2 at the free throw line for Kansas Wesleyan. A look at some of the team numbers. Northwest was 17 of 26 from the field, good for 65%. Wesleyan, 11 of 32 from the field, good for 34%. Bearcats, 3 of 6 outside the arc, and 2 of 3 shooting outside the arc came from Monique Stevens. 2 of 11 from outside for Kansas Wesleyan. Coach Smith talked about it in the pregame. He expected 22 or so threes to go up, and they're right on that pace, having attempted 11 so far in the ballgame. Both teams with 17 rebounds in the first half, 15 turnovers in the half for Wesleyan, and 11 for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats right now do have the lead in the assist category, as they've had 9 helpers, which have led to 18 points, and on the other side, 2 assists for Kansas Wesleyan. So our halftime score, 44-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. We'll be back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Arena, as we get ready for the second half, Northwest Missouri State and Kansas Wesleyan. For the Bearcat women, they'll be back on the court on Sunday. Trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas and John Lance Arena to match up with Pittsburgh State in a non-conference game. The teams are scheduled to face each other just once in conference play. And so a non-conference matchup on Sunday, and we'll have that game for you along the Bearcat Radio Network on Sunday afternoon as the Bearcat women get another non-con in against an in-region team. It is a 2 o'clock scheduled tip. We'll be on the air at 1:40 with the pregame show before that one on Sunday afternoon. Christian Cassidy out to start the second half along with Callie LaShore, Vanessa Cresson, Alicia Smith, and Callie Grieving for Kansas Wesleyan. Bearcats taking a little bit more time in the huddle before coming out for the second half. Ashley Nelson, Timber Schechinger, Monique Stevens, Ariel Easton, and Annie Matthews start out the second half for Northwest Missouri State. Coach Smith over at the scorer's table just making sure that they had the arrow flipped and that it is Kansas Wesleyan basketball, and that is the case. Cassidy on the left wing with it. Starts a drive. Her pass taken away by Nelson. Nelson across midcourt. A 4-on-1 to Stevens. Right side. Shot fake. Bounce pass. Schechinger. Layup. Good on the left for Timber Schechinger. That's 7 for Schechinger. And the Bearcats are up by 20. 30 seconds into the second half. Cresson down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out on the wing for Cassidy. To the free throw line. Now between the circles for Smith. Smith backs it down. Goes up with the runner. No good. Got a foul call. We'll send Alicia Smith to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Coyotes. The foul call is on Annie Matthews. That's going to be her 3rd.
Big foul there. You'd like to keep Annie out there as long as you can tonight.
So 2 free throw attempts here by Smith. The first one bounds out. She's a 69% free throw shooter, one of the better free throw shooters on this team for Wesleyan. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles out. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest.
I think a team that's noted for perimeter shooting would be a little bit better at the free throw line.
Nelson on the right wing. Gets it out to Easton between the circles. Left side, Schechinger hands it for Stevens. She brings it back to the middle of the floor. Over to the left side for Schechinger. Now up top, Nelson. Right for Easton. Drive down the lane. A runner on the way. Good. And Ariel Easton draws a foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity at the free throw line. The foul on Vanessa Cresson will be her third.
Northwest offensively picking up where they left off at the end of the first half. Their run right now up to 25 points.
And one more free one free throw for Easton. Goes down, so she's got 12 herself. Matching Ashley Nelson for game high in scoring so far. Just over a minute into the second half, a drive down the right side of the lane by LeShore. Kick out to the left. Drive by Smith. Up with the shot. Forced it, but got it to go. And Alicia Smith with her first points of the ball game. 49-28, Northwest Missouri State on top. Out top of the key, Ariel Easton with a three. That's off the back of the rim. Matthews the rebound in the middle of the paint. She dribbles out of trouble to the wing. Gives it up for Easton. Now to Stevens. Stevens brings it over to the left wing. Top of the key, Nelson. Inside Matthews. A dribble for Matthews. Up with the hook. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Stevens. Gets it out top of the key and will reset for Northwest. Stevens brings it over to the left side. Onto the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger drive to the baseline, into the corner for Stevens. Now out top Easton, around left Nelson. Nelson on the drive, bumped as she goes up with a shot and got it to go. No need to take three-pointers for Northwest. They keep earning three-point play opportunities with the drive.
And nice way to finish off the drive even when you get fouled and make sure that shot goes down. They've been able to do that a number of times and get to the free throw line.
It's the second time tonight that Nelson has done it. She hit the free throw the first time around. The foul was on Alicia Smith. Her second. And a free throw good for Nelson. So 15 points in the ball game now for Ashley Nelson. 52-28 Northwest Missouri State. Cresson on the drive down the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass across to Greving. Greving can't get the shot to go. And a foul call on the rebound. Some frustration there by Kaylee Greving. And she is called for her second. Team's third. 2 minutes into the second half, 52-28, Northwest Missouri State on top. Cross midcourt. Stevens over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson's pass inside, tip back header by Cresson. And it's taken away. Wesleyan with it, top of the key. LeShore kicks it out left side. Cresson up with the runner off the glass. It's good. Vanessa Cresson with nine. She leads Kansas Wesleyan in scoring. Right side, Matthews on the block, brings it out to the perimeter, spires the dribble, and works it between the circles to Nelson. 52-30, Northwest Missouri State on top. Over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson on the wing with it, fakes a pass to Easton. Top of the key, three on the way, good for Ariel Easton. Second three of the game, her 11th on the season, 15 for Easton. 55-30, Northwest Missouri State up, 17 minutes to play. Drive by LeShore down the right side of the lane. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Pass out to the left side. This time it's Smith. Goes up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. Now to Nelson. Bounce pass into Matthews. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tip. Matthews down with it. And now to Monique Stevens near the center circle. Stevens over to the left side. Schechinger. She's on the drive. Inside to Matthews. Matthews triple team. Out to Easton. Right side Stevens. She'll drive with it. A runner just outside the paint. Good for Monique Stevens. That's 10 for Stevens, 57-30 Northwest. 16-20 to play in the first half, or excuse me, in the ball game. Cresson with it on the right side. Gives it to a cutting Christian Cassidy, who misses the shot. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Out to Ariel Easton across midcourt. Into the lane she goes. A layup on the right. Good for Easton. 17 for Easton. 59-30 Northwest on top. We're inside 16 minutes to play. Right side LeShore bumped by Monique Stevens. Stevens will be called for her first, team second. And we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mustaine and Scott check into the lineup for Northwest. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bearcats up by 29. Down the right side of the lane, Crescent bumps, spins, kicks out to Cassidy. Now up top, a three-pointer from Graving, no good. Rebound for Scott. She'll give it up to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline with it over to the right side. A shot fake and a drive. Now into Mustaine in the left corner. Schechinger out to the wing. Stevens with a three, and it's good for Monique Stevens.
Nice ball movement that time with some quick crisp passes, making it through the inside and then back out on the perimeter, and it resulted in a nice look outside.
Now on the right side, ball lost by LaShore, but she picks it up, gets it out to Crescent, a three on the way, in and out, no good. Stevens with the rebound for Northwest. Stevens gets it across midcourt for Mustaine, who will give it up for Easton, and Northwest will set the half-court offense. Easton over to Stevens, between the circles left. She brings it to the wing. Now to the corner for Schechinger. Left side of the floor, gets a screen from Mustaine, puts up a three. Good! Timber Schechinger with her second three of the season. 10 points in the game for her, and it's a 35-point Bearcat lead. 14:36 to play. On the left side is Alicia Smith. And her pass down to the baseline, taken away by Schechinger. Ahead to Easton. Layup on the right. Good for Ariel Easton. And a timeout for Kansas Wesleyan coach Ryan Showman. 67-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. 14:25 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
67-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. 14:25 to play. With 6:50 left in the first half, Kansas Wesleyan hit a field goal to take a 26-23 lead. That was a three-pointer. Since that point, Northwest has outscored them 44-4.
That's an impressive run. There's no way to get around that.
That is a turnaround, that's for sure. And, you know, that was just shortly after we saw a couple of timeouts in a short span, one of those by Coach Smith. But whatever he said in those two timeouts has worked.
All right, I think he got his point across.
On the left side for Wesleyan, Steinle brings it top of the key. Now out to the right for Pfeiffer. She'll work it to Cassidy on the left wing. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Now brings it back out top. Drive by Pfeiffer, and Stevens trying to reach in to get the steal. Gets called for the foul. That will be the second on Monique Stevens, the third team foul against Northwest Missouri State, and it brings us to a timeout. 14:06 to play, 67-30, Northwest Missouri State on top. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
67-30, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan, 14:06 to play. The Coyotes will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Inbound will come from Carly Steinle on the baseline left underneath her own basket. Out to the top of the key it goes for Pfeiffer. She'll work it to the right side. Cassidy on the drive with it. Now a bump going to be called on Denise McEnany. That is her first, team's fourth. And another inbound for Wesleyan on the baseline left. Out top it comes, stepping into a three-point attempt. Greving, and it is good. Callie Greving with her first three-pointer of the game, just her second on the season. She has six total, and it's 67-33. On the right side, McEnany gets it out between the circles for Veldhuizen. Meredy Scott, three-pointer on the way, off the back of the rim. Mustaine tips the rebound to Scott. Layup is good for Meredy Scott. Great job by Shelby Mustaine to keep the ball alive, and the Bearcats are up 69-33. On the left wing with it is Steinle. Gets it inside. Shot blocked by Mustaine. Greving tried to get it up off the block. And a rebound now for Northwest, but a pass ahead from Veldhuizen goes past Scott and out of bounds. And it will belong to Kansas Wesleyan. It's the sixth block of the season for Shelby Mustaine at the other end. 69-33 lead for the Bearcats. 13:09 to go. On the right side, Greving with it on the wing. Takes one dribble, gets it into Cassidy, spins, shot blocked away by Mustaine. Mustaine gets the rebound in the outlet to Veldhuizen on the right side. She's across the timeline with a dribble to McEnany on the wing. She'll bring it top of the key, give it up for Scott. Out of the left side, Veldhuizen. Dribbles out between the circles. Works it over to the right side for McEnany. McEnany, Gazette take it away. Pfeiffer gives it up. Layup on the left side is good for Carly Steinle. Excuse me, Shelby Heim. Heim with her first points of the game. And it's a 69-35 lead for Northwest. On the right side, Veldhuizen expires her dribble. Gets it to Mustaine in the corner. Back up to Veldhuizen. Top of the key, McEnany. Timeout, Northwest. 69-35. The Bearcats with a lead over Kansas Wesleyan. 12:20 to play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 69-35, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. 12:20 to play in this one. Bearcats will be back at it Sunday afternoon in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Veldhuizen with it on the right wing. Out between the circles for Easton. Easton, top of the key, Scott. Back over to Easton on the left wing. Inside to Schechinger. Through a double team and the layup on the right. Good for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with 12, 71-35 Northwest. Now a drive by Heim. Kicks it out into the left corner and a bump by Meredy Scott. Knocks Carly Steinle to the floor. And Scott called for her first. Fifth team foul against Northwest. Inbound over on the left side. Comes to Pfeiffer. Now to Crescent. Crescent gets it into Steinle, cutting to the basket. She goes up with a shot, no good. Mustaine with a rebound for Northwest. She'll give it up for Veldhuizen, who will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Works with it over on the right wing. Gets it to the top of the key for Scott. Over to the left, Easton on the wing. Try to go back to Scott. It's tipped but chased down by Scott. Now over to the left side in the corner. Intended for Schechinger. Vanessa Crescent gets her hand on the basketball. It goes into the Bearcat bench, and Northwest will inbound. Ashley Nelson checking into the lineup for the Cats, taking the place of Meredy Scott. Inbound for Veldhuizen, left wing on the drive, stops, jumper from 10, in and out, won't go. Rebound tipped by Schechinger, but Pfeiffer will come out of there with it for Kansas Wesleyan. Down the right side of the lane she goes, tries to come to a jump stop, but drags the pivot foot And that will give it back to Northwest with 11:13 to play.
Like, this is a part of the ballgame now that Coach Smith really wants to see his team remain focused the rest of the way. He built such a big lead, it's easy maybe to let up just a little bit. But I think you'd like to see him keep that focus the entire way to be able to build into what's coming up on a big game on Sunday.
And Mustaine with the hook shot inside, knocks it down. That's four for the freshman, Shelby Mustaine, 73-35, Northwest up. 10:51 to go. On the right side is Shelby Hine, out top of the key. Three-pointer by Vanessa Cresson, no good. Rebound, Beldhuizen, long pass down court. Easton behind the defense, hits the layup on the right. That's 21 for Ariel Easton. 12 of those have come in this second half. Down the right side of the lane goes Heim. Swings it around to the left for Steinle. Steinle to Crescent on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Stever. Over to the right. A three on the way from Pfeiffer. No good. Too strong. Nelson tips the rebound to Beldhuizen. Long pass down for Easton. And a layup good for Ariel Easton.
What a great pass. Caught Easton right in stride for that easy layup.
23 for Easton. The assist for Beldhuizen. 10:05 to go. And Crescent will skip it across into the left corner. A three-pointer on the way. No good for Heim. The rebound and follow on the left is good for Carly Steinle. Steinle with her first points of the night. Bearcats up by 40. Pass ahead to Easton. This time a little bit too tall from Beldhuizen. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Kansas Wesleyan when we come back. 77-37, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 9:49 to play. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Kansas Wesleyan with the basketball out of the timeout. Bearcats are up by 40 on the left side. A three-pointer on the way. Cloggin misses that one. The air ball chased along the baseline by Bethany Jeffrey. Now into the paint it goes. A drive and a shot by Alicia Smith. No good, but Smith draws a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kenna Beldhuizen called for her first. 16 foul. That's one thing Coach Smith talked about. He wanted to see the team do a better job is commit fewer fouls. And now they're not calling it quite as tight as what we had seen, but I think they're still doing a better job of keeping the contact down on the defensive end as Smith hits the first.
I think they've been smarter fouls if there is such a thing. We saw some, I think, Sunday afternoon that were maybe just a little bit lazy fouls where you just get caught because you weren't moving your feet like you should on defense and getting a little bit out of position. We haven't seen nearly as much as that tonight.
Second free throw, no good for Alicia Smith. The rebound to Alexandria Blaurock for Northwest. Blaurock now at the other end has it on the baseline. Gives it up to Beldhuizen on the wing. She'll bring it around to Nelson right side. Back over to Beldhuizen. A three-pointer from the left wing. Misses short. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews will clear it out to Beldhuizen, who will reset for Northwest. The Blaurock left side. Back out to Beldhuizen. Top of the key, Nelson. On the drive. Kick out. Scott fakes the three. Drives inside. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Cassidy out of there with it for Kansas Wesleyan. Pass ahead on the right side for Samantha McLaughlin. Drives, lost the handle on it, but is able to push it to Jeffrey, who misses the shot, gets a rebound, kicks it out to the left wing, and a three-pointer good for Samantha McLaughlin. First points in the ball game for her. And it's a 77-41 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 8:26 to go. Over to the left side, Scott out top of the key for Nelson. Now back to Scott in the corner. Blarock up to the high post. Matthews, the jumper from 14, good for Annie Matthews. She's into double digit scoring with 10. 79-41 Northwest, 8:05 to go. Dribbling with it on the right side is Callie LeShore. And down the right side, Lingo Smith up with the shot, no good. Rebound Matthews. Gives it up for Veldhuizen. To Nelson on the right wing. Now back to Veldhuizen. Over to the left wing, Scott. High post Matthews, right side. Nelson hesitates, now drives. The runner with a right hand off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It is off of McLaughlin, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
So was that off the noggin of McLaughlin?
Monique Stevens back into the game for Northwest. Gets the inbound to Nelson, who misses the shot, and the rebound for Westland. As LeShore brings it up the floor over to the left side. Cassidy up with the shot on the paint. No good. Rebound for Merritt E. Scott. Under 7.5 to play. Blarock takes the pass on the right side. Out to Stevens between the circles. Over to the left for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Both teams have been playing a zone defense much of this half. Now a cross-court pass tipped by Cassidy. Picked up by Scott. To Blarock, open from 12, shot off the front of the rim from the baseline. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Seen a few offensive rebounds out of her tonight. Outlet goes between the circles for Stevens. She'll dribble to the left wing. Now to Nelson at the top of the key. High post for Matthews. Over to the left, Stevens. A three-pointer on the way, off the front of the rim. Rebound this time to LeShore for Kansas Wesleyan. Bearcats up by 38. Left side Cassidy with a three. Too strong. Rebound for Blarock for Northwest. 6:38 to go. Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Stevens out between the circles with it. Dribbles over to the right side. Is on the wing. Gets it to Nelson. Top of the key. A screen from Blarock. A drive. Kick into the left corner. Scott with the three. Off the right side of the rim. And Christian Cassidy with the rebound for Kansas Wesleyan. Ahead to Smith on the right side. She drives, dribbles off of her foot. Picked up by Scott for Northwest. Scott with it in the backcourt across the timeline to Stevens. And with 6 minutes to play, Monique Stevens sets the offense for the Bearcats. Dribbling between the circles right. Out top of the key for Scott. Scott on the drive, tries the runner, it's blocked away, goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will inbound. Denise McEnany checks into the lineup for the Cats, along with Ashley Ginther. Ginther, a 5'10 freshman out of Independence, seeing her first action of the night. Stevens inbounds into the corner, Ginther, now to Blarock, top of the key, Scott. Stevens between the circles, five on the shot clock, she spins, bounce pass, Ginther, shot off the glass, good for Ashley Ginther. Her first points as a Bearcat, and it's an 81-41 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 5:32 to go. Top of the key, Smith drives, loses a handle on it. Cassidy and Blarock fighting for it. Now we've got a foul call, and this one will go against Alexandria Blarock. That will be her first, team seventh, so a 1-1 opportunity coming up for Christian Cassidy. Veldhuizen back in the lineup for Northwest, takes the place of Stevens. 5:27 to go. First trip to the line for Cassidy tonight. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. She'll get a second chance. 9 points in the ballgame for Cassidy, although that's her first point since halftime. Wears one of those masks to guard her face. Takes it off for the free throws. Misses the second. Mask back on, and it's 81-42. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. McEnany on the right wing. Out to Veldhuizen, 5:16 to go. Over to the left side for Scott. Top of the key, Veldhuizen. Back over to Scott, left side. Now to Veldhuizen. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Slips, but keeps her foot. Puts up a shot. It's blocked away. Jeffrey with the rebound, and she gets it out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer over to the left side, Cassidy. Down to the baseline. Now out to Pfeiffer, and to the top of the key. With it there is Heim. Back to Pfeiffer. Drive down the lane. Nice pass across the paint and a layup good for Bethany Jeffrey. Jeffrey with 5 points, and it's an 81-44 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball, 4:40 to go. Veldhuizen over to McEnany on the right wing. McEnany into the corner. Drive along the baseline. And now back out to McEnany on the left wing. Out to Veldhuizen. Into the corner for Blaurock. Right side of the floor. 17-footer on the way off the right side of the rim. Rebound tipped. But a foul against Merritt E. Scott. That'll be the second against Scott. 18 foul and a 1-1 coming up after a timeout. 4:20 to go. 81-44. Northwest with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Northwest women with the lead. Samantha McCloggan at the free throw line out of the timeout. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And with 4:15 to go, Bearcats with the basketball. McEnany with it on the right wing. Brings it out to Merritt E. Scott, left side of the floor, beyond the arc. Now to McEnany, into the right corner, Veldhuizen. Looks inside, gets it to Ginther. Ginther double-teamed, had it knocked away momentarily. Gets it back, and then a reach-in foul will be called on Kansas Wesleyan. So the Bearcats will inbound on the baseline right. Katie Pfeiffer whistled for her second. It's just the fourth team foul. And Veldhuizen inbounds on the baseline right. Into the corner for Ginther. Up to the wing, McEnany. Brings it middle of the floor. Back to the right side. Veldhuizen with it on the wing. Over to the left side for Scott. She'll drive with it. Spins. And another reach in or 3 seconds in the lane. Going to be called against Northwest Missouri State. Kansas Wesleyan gets it back, 81-44. The Bearcat lead inside 4 minutes to play. Cats with 16 turnovers in the ballgame. A three-pointer from the left side misses. Rebound for Carly Steinel. And as Steinel tries to drive, we hear a whistle, and she'll go to the free throw line after the foul on Denise McEnany, her second.
Kansas Wesleyan has really struggled out on the perimeter tonight. They haven't been shy of putting the three-pointers up. They've shot 21 threes and only hit four of those tonight.
Run into the 1-1 for Steinel is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. All three of her points have come since halftime. And the second free throw is good as well for Steinel. 81-46, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out top of the key is Scott. Into the right corner it goes for Veldhuizen. Down on the block, Ginther. Turnaround jumper too strong. Rebound on the backside for Kansas Wesleyan. Samantha McCloggan bringing it up the floor. Kick out right wing three for Heim is good. Shelby Heim with 5 points. Her ninth three-pointer of the season. Her first tonight, and it's an 81-49 game. Bearcats on top, 3:07 to go. McEnany with it on the right side. Out to Veldhuizen. Into the corner for Blaurock. A drive by Blaurock. Shot won't go. Got her own rebound. Kick out. Taken away. Heim with the steal. Across midcourt with the pass to Pfeiffer. Left side into the corner. A three on the way from Steinle, and that's good. Carly Steinle with her first three-pointer of the night. All seven of her points have come since halftime. And it's an 81-52 lead for Northwest, 2:38 to go. McEnany, double out rock on the baseline right. Out to Veldhuizen, now to the left side for Scott. Drive by Scott, runner in the lane, good for Merritt E. Scott. It's four for Scott, timeout Northwest, 83-52, their lead over Kansas Wesleyan, 2:27 to play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
83-52, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Kansas Wesleyan, 2:27 to play. Cats looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Out of the top of the key with it for Wesleyan. Steinle works it over to the right side. Jeffrey. Out of the top. Heim. On to the left wing. Drive and a jump stop. Shot by Smith. Blocked away by Ginther. She gets the rebound. And the outlet over to Veldhuizen for Northwest. On to the right. McEnany. Into the corner for Blaurock. 2 minutes to go. Blaurock skips it across left side for Scott. Scott into the paint. Ginther with a dribble. Runner on the right won't go. Rebound this time for Kansas Wesleyan and Bethany Jeffrey. Over to the left side. A drive and a runner on the way. No good. This time the miss for Shelby Heim. The rebound out of bounds off of Northwest. And Kansas Wesleyan will inbound. Steinle steps out to trigger it in. Comes out to Jeffrey. She's open. A three-pointer on the way. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped and picked up by Pfeiffer. Top of the key for the Coyotes. Skip across to the left side. Over on the wing with it is McLaughlin. Now gives it up to Jeffrey. Up to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer on the left wing. Gets it out for Steinle. Steinle on the drive to Jeffrey. Baseline right. 12-footer. Misses to the right. On the rebound, Samantha McLaughlin. Boggan on the wing. Gets it to Jeffrey. Now through her hands, but picked up behind her by Steinle. Steinle down the left side of the lane, up with the runner, and it's good off the glass. Nine for Steinle, 83-54 Northwest lead with a minute to play. Over on the left side, Merritt E. Scott with it on the wing. Out of the top of the key, Veldhuizen. Right side for McEnany. Veldhuizen back over to McEnany. She goes on the drive, a runner on the way. Good for Denise McEnany. First points of the ball game for McEnany, and it's an 85-54 lead for Northwest. 40 seconds to play. Pfeiffer onto the right side for McLaughlin. She takes one dribble, gets it to the free throw line. It's called for the travel. That will give it back to Northwest with 34 seconds to play. Veldhuizen will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Cross midcourt over to the left side for Scott. Into the corner for Blaurock, left side of the floor. She'll bring it out to the wing. Veldhuizen inside to Ginther. Kick out McEnany. Into the corner. Scott, the three. Good for Merritt E. Scott. All seven of her points have come since halftime. 88-54 Northwest. 14 seconds to go. Pfeiffer over to the left side. Jeffrey gets it inside. Couple of dribbles. Now into the paint. And a foul call as Samantha McLaughlin drove with the basketball. Ashley Ginther called for her first. A couple free throw attempts coming up for McLaughlin as the Northwest Missouri State women will pick up their first win of the season. Move to 1-3. 6 seconds to go in this one. McLaughlin's first free throw is good. Second one coming for McLaughlin. That one is up and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Blaurock for Northwest. Outlet to Veldhuizen, and she'll slow it up, let time run out, and that'll give us our final score, 88-55, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win. Before we take a break, let's go ahead and pause here, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, a big run late in the first half for the Northwest Missouri State women. Helped them open a lead that they would not relinquish, and they'd come away with a 33-point win here tonight. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women with a win 88-55 over Kansas Wesleyan tonight. John, it was a little bit nerve-wracking in the early going of this one and what we might see, but boy, when Northwest turned it around, they did it in fine fashion.
I think it was a combination of a couple of things. Number one, Northwest, after a couple timeouts by Coach Smith, came back out and started playing more of the type of defense that he's been talking about that they've been working on throughout this week. Also, as you mentioned, too, Kansas Wesleyan has some pretty good players from the starting five, but I think just the depth factor wore them down as the first half went along and even into the second half, and Northwest just kind of wore them out as well. And again, they had a 26-0 run that started late in the first half, continued early in the second half, and overall, 44-4 run really blew that game open, and Kansas Wesleyan could just never get anything going after that.
Northwest Missouri State women with the win, 88-55. We'll come back with the extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Duluth Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
33-point win for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight as they beat Kansas Wesleyan at 88-55. It is time for the Extra Effort Award. All five starters in double-digit scoring tonight for Northwest Missouri State. Cats also get 15 points off the bench, but double-double tonight from one of those starters for the Cats.
Hey, good night for Andy Matthews. She ended up 5 of 8 from the field, a total of 10 points, but she also pulled down 11 rebounds tonight. And I think one of the things that's important out of that, got 6 offensive boards to go along with the 5 defensive boards. She had a couple of assists as well on a block shot, and just overall a very fine night for Andy Matthews inside.
Ariel Easton finished with 23 points tonight on 10 of 12 shooting for the Cats. 15 points for Ashley Nelson, 13 for Monique Stevens, and 12 for Timber Schechinger. But the double-double by Annie Matthews with 10 points and 11 rebounds earns her the Extra Effort Award from tonight's win for Northwest Missouri State. 88-55 the final. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Arena after an 88-55 win for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcat head coach Michael Smith on his way up. We'll take a look at a few more numbers from this one first. 9 points out of Christian Cassidy led the way along with Vanessa Cresson for Kansas Wesleyan. Carly Steinle also finishing with 9 points. They did not have anybody in double-digit scoring tonight. As a team, Northwest shot 57% from the field. They were 7 of 15 from three-point range in this one. And on the other side for Kansas Wesleyan, they finished shooting at 34%, 21 of 62. They were 6 of 24 from three-point range. Their team got to the line a lot tonight. We heard Coach talk about how he wanted to see the Cats cut down on the number of fouls tonight. They did that, just 15 free throw attempts for Kansas Wesleyan in this one tonight. They were 7 of 15, and for Northwest Missouri State, they finished 9 of 13 from the free throw line in this one. But again, it was a run that started at about the 6:50 mark of the first half. Cats scored, or went on a run of 44-4 that went into the second half a little bit, and they were able to open up the lead that they would not give back at that point. Joining us now is the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. Well, Coach, I know the focus going into this game, what you had talked about that the team had worked on was at the defensive end. What were your impressions of that tonight?
Extremely pleased. I thought that's where our offense started, was our I don't want to say necessarily aggressiveness on defense, but more than anything was our communication. I felt like that our post back there sent a message to our guards that they had their back. As you mentioned, I think we had four fouls in the first half, was, you know, world record for us on a young season. We knew that this team was going to try to drive it, and obviously our post presence really added a lot. But the thing that we'd really been struggling on was not the necessarily, what, like you and I talked about, wasn't the first help, it was the second rotation. And we got a lot of deflections and we got a lot of steals just because our backside help on that rotation. So I was really happy to see that.
And that rotation had to be big because you mentioned before the game that one thing that you wanted to see better, were, especially with the guards, is if instead of fouling, just let them go and let that rotation come over.
Yeah, and it played in our favor.
Yeah.
You know, in more ways than one tonight. You know, I wish I had more time to go down and break up film and see exactly, but we got a big turnaround, quick turnaround, you know, before Pitt State on Sunday, but very pleased. And, you know, you look at how confident the play of Andy Matthews was tonight. I mean, just stepping out and shooting an 8-foot jump shot to start the game, and we've been trying to get her to do that for 3 months, you know, and it just looked like she'd been doing it all of her life. I mean, she leads with a double-double, and I think it all really started, too, was with our point guard play. I was really pleased with our point guard play tonight. Monique really played well, hit some big shots for us early on in that run, you know, to do that, and we've got to be pretty well-rounded because teams are going to start to, you know, key on Ariel. They're going to start to key on DJ a little bit, and they had big nights as well. But, you know, the first 5, 6, 7 minutes, you know, we kind of just want, at times we try to do what we wanted to do. And I just told them, I said, we're not going to do what you want to do. We're going to play how I want you to play. And when we would do that, we were successful. And then I had to call that 30-second timeout and meet him at half court and have a few words, you know, just saying, hey, you know, this is not what we've been talking about the last 3 or 4 days in practice. You know, it's not what we've been working on. So, and when they started to buy in again and believing, trusting, all those things, then really you started to see exactly how we want to play. And that's, you know, up and down when we can, smart basketball on the defensive end. You know, we're giving them one shot and out. And I was very pleased.
I would have to think in terms of, because you've talked about them buying into it, now seeing that work on the court has to be a major step in that factor.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just getting that first win is a big thing to begin with. And then knowing that, hey, when we do play together, not only did we win, but we won convincingly, you know. And as we talked about, we've got a tough, you know, non-conference game against a conference opponent on Sunday, but if we come out and play together like we did and really have that trust behind each other, you know, we've got a chance to go walk out of, you know, Pittsburgh State with a win if we go in there as confident as we were tonight and work together, and that's the whole key.
What do you plan on seeing from Pittsburgh on Sunday?
Well, they got a two-time All-American. I mean, Lizzie Geronimus is one of those kids that has got a drive, like, comes around every so often as far as it's a coach's dream, yeah. Honestly, as far as the drive that she has. She's a left-handed kid, and people said, I'll make her go right. Well, she can go right, and people say, well, make her shoot it. She's still going to find a way to get 20, 22, 25 points a game and 6 or 8 rebounds. So that obviously that whole team involves around to her. She's only about 5'10", 5'11", but she just has a drive that no one's going to stop her, and no one's going to get in her way. So, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, and, you know, she's going to get hers regardless. I think she averages about 10 free throw attempts a game, and but we, you know, so we're going to play. We're going to look at film tonight, and obviously tomorrow. I like to take one game at a time. But, you know, they've got other weapons too. They've got a kid that comes off the bench that can really knock down a three, and they're going to run a dribble drive offense. He's always been that Lane, as I've known Lane for a number of years back to our JUCO days, and that's what he's going to do. And You know, so defensively, we're going to have to really work. Offensively, I think things will take care of itself. But defensively, we're going to have to work, and hopefully our offense will feed off our defense like I really thought happened tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, a good first win as a Bearcat head coach.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. You know, you were saying back at Northwest Missouri State here before I got on, I said, you know, I like to hear that. I don't know. You know, it's just... I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, Matt.
The wins are a little sweeter when they're in Bearcat green, right?
There is.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, there is. They are. And I know that, you know, the future is going to be very bright for our program. I'm excited, and we're just going to prepare for Pitt State, take one game at a time, and see what happens.
All right, Coach. Well, good step tonight. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Thank you.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, the final 88-55. The Bearcats with a win. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 88-55, the final tonight. The Northwest Missouri State women get the win over Kansas Wesleyan to move to 1-3 on the season. Wesleyan falls to 3-6. And the Bearcat women will be back on the court with our next broadcast, as a matter of fact, coming up Sunday afternoon. A 2 o'clock tip down at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We'll be on the air at 1:40 with the pregame show before that one on Saturday afternoon. And then we pick back up, getting a little bit busier next week with football back in action and some more basketball. Of course, the Bearcat men at home on Tuesday. Then they'll be in action next weekend along with the women and football. And so kind of, I don't want to call it a down week, a little slower week this weekend, but we'll be able to pick it right back up next week.
Won't know what to do with ourselves tomorrow. First Saturday off for a while.
I know. That's a good thought. Good thing as well.
Yeah,
that means the football team earned that bye week. So we'll just have to keep an eye on Twitter or the stats or whatever to figure out who the Cats are going to be able to play next week.
Yeah, it really looks like Minnesota Duluth will be the favorite team tomorrow against Emporia State. But if you're an MIAA fan, you might be pulling for the Hornets. But they've got a tough task on the road against a very good team tomorrow afternoon.
So, again, Sunday afternoon, our next broadcast for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. 2 o'clock tip, 1:40 pregame, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State women in a non-conference game on Sunday. My thanks to everybody involved in the broadcast. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.